Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Giants president of baseball operations, Buster Posey, and Giants manager, Bob Melvin. We'll have some opening remarks from Greg and Buster, and then we'll get into questions. Greg?
Thanks, Matt. Well, welcome, everybody. It certainly is a momentous day for the Giants organization. And firstly, I'd like to thank all of the Giants fans for their tremendous support in what has been somewhat of an up and down and disappointing season. Secondly, I'd like to thank Farhan Zaidi for his six-year tenure as president of baseball operations. I've certainly enjoyed working with Farhan, have nothing but respect for him, and wish him well in the future. I also want to thank Kristen Posey for agreeing to this, because that may be one of the biggest sacrifices with four young ones at home. We certainly appreciate that. I mean, we all know Buster as the player, you know, all of the tremendous memories that we had with him and him leading us to three World Series, the Hall of Fame MVP career. But those aren't the reasons that we're here today. I think for me and for the board, you know, what we have observed with Buster and in working with him over the last 3 years is that competitive fire he has to win. It didn't end when he took his jersey off. It's as strong today as ever. You know, I've grown to respect all of his skills and how he deals with people, his intellect, how he listens. It's a we mentality, and I think just really all of the skills you need in being a leader. Also, the pride he takes in the Giants organization and the responsibility that it comes with representing the Giants organization. So I think we believe there's no better person to lead the baseball side and set the right tone at the top for the Giants organization. But I think the most important is just his desire to build the kind of team that lives up to the expectations of fans, of our fans. So without further ado, I am thrilled and proud and privileged to turn it over to our new president of baseball operations, Buster Posey.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate the kind words. I'm just excited. I'm excited to have an opportunity to be in this role. I'm excited to be a part of the team again. San Francisco Giants organization is all I've ever known. And I think over the years as a player and the role I was in the last few years, I gained a pretty good sense of what it means to fans to have great players and have great teams. I think back on some of my earliest memories walking into a spring training clubhouse and walking in and seeing Willie Mays sitting at a table with Willie McCovey and Gaylord Perry, Juan Marichal, Joe Amalfitano. The next week it's Will Clark, Jeff Kent, Barry Bonds. And I always appreciated, and I don't think I'd appreciated it as much when I was a younger player, but as time went on, I appreciated just what that meant. Not only to the community, but to us as players, and that there's a standard and expectation for being a San Francisco Giant. And it's a privilege to try to go out there on the field and hold ourselves accountable to that standard. Those guys that I mentioned, you know, you can go more towards my era with Kane and Lincecum and Bumgarner and Crawford and Belt, and you could go on and on. And in my time, what I came to realize is, yeah, sure, all of those guys were great players. They were part of great teams. But what those guys ultimately meant to the San Francisco Giants fan base and the community was memories. And all of us that are lucky enough to get to be involved in baseball in whatever capacity, I think understand that not only is it the greatest game in the world, but we're in the memory-making business. It's ultimately entertainment. It's an opportunity for grandparents and parents to share memories with friends. It's an opportunity for strangers sitting out in the bleachers to share a great memory that happens at the ballpark and that can be talked about from that time on for the rest of their life, potentially. So, you know, with that, all of that in mind, I just can't say again how humbled I am to be in this role and, again, be a part of a team that's hopefully looking forward to making, you know, more great memories for this fan base and community.
With that, we can open it up to questions. Just a reminder, if you have a question, to please raise your hand, and we will get you a microphone. Start here with Susan.
Hi, Buster. Congratulations.
Thanks.
What was the process like for you as you were trying to determine whether this was something you wanted to take on? Could you go through that?
Well, as Greg alluded to, it was convincing my wife, number one. You know what? I mean, I'm so passionate about baseball. I know I finished a few years ago, but just the opportunity, again, like I mentioned, to be a part of a team. I think the chance to be in a position to hopefully elevate people that are all a part of this, elevate staff, elevate players, and we're in a memory making business, and sure winning's great, and ultimately that's our goal, is to, you know, be a playoff team every year and compete for a championship. But I think just the overall big picture of being a part of something that's bigger than yourself was really appealing.
Let's go to the left, Janie.
Hi, Buster.
Hey.
Morning. What sort of did you gain over the last couple of years doing this, doing some of this behind the scenes in terms of the business side and maybe trial and error and what worked and what didn't, and maybe a couple examples that that you'll take into this position now that you're doing it every single day?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, I have a lot to learn. Just being a day and a half into this, I've already had some conversations and plan to have a lot more conversations. And one thing I'm very confident about, because I've known these people for a long time now, is there's a tremendous amount of great people in place that are on the same page and wanting to work to get this team where we all know it should be. You know, I think it's what I'm excited about are the relationships. It is about, you know, having a common vision and working towards a goal and having a standard of what the expectation is to be a San Francisco Giant.
Susan?
Buster, what do you think the rest of your front office might look like? Are you planning on any changes there?
Yeah, we're going to hire a GM. That's going to be one of the first tasks right out the gate. You know, Pete's been made aware that he'll be moving off the GM role, and we'll kind of work through what some other responsibilities might look like for him.
You obviously don't have a lot of experience in this kind of role. What's your response to people that discuss that, you know, your relative lack of experience, and what that might mean for who you're looking for a GM?
Yeah, I mean, it's fair. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion. And again, I do think a strength of mine is that I'll be all ears and listening and taking in information from people that have been doing this for a long time. And I do think it's important that we bring in a guy that's, or a girl that's been, you know, well-versed in all aspects of front office.
And, you know, I would add that we have a very deep and experienced front office with people like Jeremy Shelley that, you know, could take on the job. So I think there is a nice compliment.
Yeah.
Let's go to the right, Mark.
Hey, Buster. When did you know that a more day-to-day operations type of role might be in your future? Does it go back to when you moved your family here, or has this been more of a recent development?
It's been more recent. I mean, the move back honestly had nothing to do with what my future might look like with the Giants, which I think for us makes it all the more special because it truly was a move back because we enjoy this area and we enjoy the friends that we've made in this area. And I think just over the last, you know, few weeks, months, we've been kind of talking through some different scenarios, and it's where we landed.
Let's go to the back left, Tim.
But Buster, just give us a sense what your general philosophy is going to be. I mean, are you going to use analytics in a significant way? Are you going to, you have an analytics staff. Is that something you want to push forward? And what just generally are you going to look for out of your club?
Most definitely going to use analytics. I mean, I think that the analytics are here and they're here to stay, and it would be a mistake to say that you're not going to use that information. As far as general philosophy, I think it's, as many of you know me, a lot of my, basic principles are pretty simple. I want us to be known as a team that's, the ultimate prepared team, one that's fundamentals are held at a really high standard. And ultimately, this is all about the players. It's all about putting great players on the field. And I think our job as a front office, with Bob here as a coaching and the coaching staff, is to be able to identify those players and then get the most out of them.
Let's go to Andy.
For Greg, if this was an arrangement that you were looking for, with Buster having quite a bit of influence, he could have had that influence in maybe more of a less out in front capacity and hire another president that would report to him. Why was it important to have him sort of out front on this?
I think it was, there's a lot of different scenarios you could come up with, but I think Buster is just somebody that asked for the ball here wanted the accountability of not trying to kind of work with other people, and that's really what a leader does. And I think at the end of the day, we talked a lot about complementing his skill set with hires and building around him to build for success. And I think he was very, agreeable to doing that. So it started kind of early discussions, and then we both got comfortable with the idea of bringing in an experienced GM to work and take some of the load off. But really, it was really Buster's desire to be accountable 100% for baseball, and I think that spoke a lot to me that he desired that.
Let's go to the front right, Ann.
Hey, Buster. How did you convince Kristen? But I have a follow-up, too.
I think Kristen, I've been so just blessed to have such a supportive wife. For, believe it or not, it's been 15 years. Yes, we got married young. I think she knew, she could just tell how excited I was about this opportunity in our relationship, it goes both ways. If there's something that she's excited and passionate about, I want to support her in that as well.
Do you feel the brand has been tarnished in recent years? And besides winning a championship, how do you reinvigorate the brand, the sense of who the Giants are?
I wouldn't say the brand's been tarnished. I mean, again, I think that's a lot of discussion we're going to be having over the next, weeks and months is about our identity, and again, I want to be clear, like our identity really boils down to the players on the field and the way that they play and the type of players they are and how they handle themselves, not only on the field, but in the community. So I think that's going to be a big part of discussion, is like what really is important to us as an organization and what are we.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
We're going to hang our hat on at the end of the day.
Let's go to the front right, Sam.
Buster, this is for you and for Bob as well. What do you imagine the vision for what Giants baseball will look like with you kind of running the show here? You know, like on a day-to-day, you know, on the field, what is your vision for what Giants baseball will look like going forward?
I mean, again, it really, hopefully what it's going to be is we all love, I know Bob loves good, crisp, clean baseball and guys that are going to be always prepared. I think what I can draw on from a player is knowing that if I went into a game and I know I had prepared to the best of my ability, no matter the outcome or result of that game, I could be satisfied with that. And that's, you know, for me, I'm hopeful that our guys are going to get there, and that's going to be something that is really important to them as well.
And for me, just probably a little bit more, what well-rounded team to where we can win, you know, in different ways. And if we're not swinging the bats well, we play good defense, we pitch, we execute, you know, we manufacture at times. So I think we just need to focus on all the different areas to make our team better and to be able to win games in different ways.
And Bob, what excites you the most about being able to work with Buster?
Well, I mean, you know, it's Buster Posey, it's the Giants. That's a big deal. So, you know, like Greg said, when, you know, somebody like Buster asks for the ball, you give it to him. And he's meant so much to this community, to this baseball team, the organization, the city, all the above. So that's what I'm excited about, is being able to work with a guy that's had that type of success here in this organization.
I can say I'm really excited to work with Bob as well. You know, getting to, as a player, see him in the opposing dugout. If I ever made eye contact with Bob when I was playing, I never felt like he liked me, and I think he might have.
I admittedly didn't, and I never made eye contact with him either, because he was always making my life really difficult.
So I'm happy we're going to get to share some more endearing glances, I guess.
Let's go to the left, Janie.
Hi, Greg. When it comes to spending money, I mean, he's also in your ownership group still, correct? So does that streamline anything when it comes to free agency or acquiring someone and just, you know, the spending and how it gets done and knowing that you have a close communication?
Yeah, I mean, I think it certainly helps. And, you know, one of the questions was, well should you have him continue on the board in that role? And we think absolutely. And like Larry, who runs the business side, has been a board member for a long time. It just helps the overall communication. If there's anything, you know, if you like any board, if you have a conflict and you want to talk about somebody's contract or something, you step out of the meeting. It's very easy. But, you know, having him there does help. But the communication on things like that are going to be more day-to-day anyway as they come up, rather than, you know, having a board meeting or things. So
let's go to the back. Alex.
Hi, Greg, this is for you. Last year you answered a question about the luxury tax, but in the time since, the A's have left the Bay Area, the Giants are now the only team in this massive market. Do you expect the franchise to be a perennial luxury tax paying team going forward or nearly?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the same answer we had last year, that we're opportunistic, we're strategic, we don't set a number every year. We look at what we need to do, and we will, like we did last year, where you had a couple of good players available at the end, you went over the luxury tax. So I think it's just, we will do it if we have to, and we will spend what we need to put a winning team on the field.
You're listening to Buster Posey's introductory press conference, president of baseball operations for the Giants on 95.7 The Game.
A year ago at this same stage when Bob was introduced, Farhan said that Bob had a 3-year contract, and as we found out, it was actually a 2-year guarantee. Just wondering about if there will be better transparency, and do you have terms, Buster, or as an owner, are you just in it for as long as you want to do it? Are there years involved?
Yeah,
will Bob have any kind of extension, or will he go into next year as a lame duck?
Yeah, one, I'm not sure transparency is required for discussing contracts anyway, because I think they get in the way of running a team during the year, and a lot of questions that come up that are very disruptive. So, you know, Buster does have a 3-year deal with no contingencies or anything. But my view is, I've had this debate and discussion, is whether any contracts with, whether it's your manager or head of baseball, should be public, because I think it doesn't serve the team very well to raise questions during the year. So that's something that we would consider. But, you know, as far as the transparency goes, I think we were as transparent as we needed to be on that.
And Bob's contract situation with, will there be an extension, or will he go in next season as...
That's for Buster.
Well, that's who I'm asking.
You know, again, this is day two for me. I've said how much I admire and respect Bob. And one thing I'm going to try to do as this continues to progress is, you know, you guys have known me in the clubhouse, the cliche of going day to day. It's going to apply to this as well. And again, I'm excited about working with Bob. There's not many managers, active managers, that have the track record that he does. And from my experience talking to numerous players while I was playing and then post-playing, To a man, everybody loves playing for Bob Melvin.
And just one more. Farhan, earlier this month, let go of four scouts. And will you bring those back? And you mentioned that analytics are here to stay. But what will the balance be, if at all? Because, you know, last year, this past year, and throughout Farhan's time, it was mostly new school, not much old school. And do you want a better balance? And what about those scouts?
Yeah, again, I mean, for me, it's understanding where people are, what people are doing. I will say, from a scouting perspective, I value scouts very much so. You know, I look to Brian Sabian and his scouting background, as much as anything, whomever is working in the Giants organization as a scout, if you're a scout, if you're a trainer or a strength coach in rookie ball, my goal is for those people to be empowered and understand what they're doing on the ground is extremely significant for what we're trying to accomplish here at the big league level. So can I give you an exact answer right now? I can't.
Let's go to the back left, Brian.
Hey guys, all three, congratulations joining the ownership. And you said, I'm not here to get involved in the front office day to day. And here we are. So something changed. So what changed? What did you see that you didn't like that made you ask for the ball?
Well, again, I think it goes back to my opening statements that I've seen what great players and what great teams can mean to this community. And so to have an opportunity to be a part of a team that supports the ultimate team that's out there on the field was just really appealing. I don't think there's much more fulfilling than being able to be a part of something that's bigger than yourself. And again, you know, Greg mentioned Jeremy Shelley, who's been here for 30 years. There's just so many great people that I've gotten to know over the years that are still a part of this organization that I'm just thrilled to be working with.
Let's go to the left, Maria.
Hi, Buster. Congratulations. Just what were your takeaways from the 2024 season, and what do you feel like the club's biggest needs will be heading into next year?
Well, I mean, it felt like one of those years where it was just hard to get a lot of momentum. You know, I think Bob would probably be able to speak on that better, but just from what I saw, it was, seemed like one of those years where if the pitching was going, the offense wasn't, or vice versa. Look, you know, I hate to be probably want more specifics, but ultimately, as a group, our goal is to put the most talented baseball players on the field, whatever position that is, you know. So that's what we're going to be looking for going into the season is, you know, who do we have in the system? Who do we have currently on the major league roster that we see as players that are going to mesh together to get us back on track?
Let's go to Marty.
Sir, congratulations. How do you assess this team that you have now, and how much work do you have ahead right now as you look at it? Because you've been here to watch the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, I think, Marty, similar to the way I just answered is, ultimately we just have to play better baseball. You know, we've got to pitch better. We've got to do the little things better. We've got to the margins are just so small between winning and losing when you're talking about the best players in the world competing on a nightly or daily basis. So I think that's going to be a big focus, is just for us as a group to understand that all these little decisions or actions that take place over the course of the year can have a big impact on the end result.
Let's go to Andy.
Buster, sort of dovetailing off that, I mean, you're taking over from Farhan, who was very good at working the margins and very active. How do you just imagine the mechanics of your day-to-day will go? Are you going to be on the phone with Bob after a Wednesday night, finding out what lefty you can get to Houston the next day? Or, you know, how much do you plan to delegate, and how much do you plan to really just have your fingers in this day-to-day?
Yeah, Bags, I mean, I think that remains to be seen. Again, I mentioned empowering. We're gonna bring in a GM, and I think once that comes in, some of the delegation will take shape a little bit more. I want to be as useful as I can to be with all the people that I'm working with, but also having in mind and understanding that it's somewhat of a delicate balancing act, to where I don't want to be the type of leader that is constantly feeling like I'm looking over somebody's shoulder as well. So I think a lot of that is going to be handled over these next weeks, month, as we start to have more conversations and get synced up more.
Okay, we'll take three more to the left. Alex.
Hey, Buster, you played for two very different kinds of coaching staffs. How do you envision your coaching staff, and also will there be any changes from this previous group?
Yeah, I think we're very happy. I know Bob's happy with his staff, and as far as changes goes, I think we have to look and see where people are at personally, and where some contracts are. But I know, speaking with Bob, he's very happy with the big league staff. Obviously, you've got guys on that staff with a great track record that I think can that players can identify with really well. And there's a nice mix of some younger people in there as well. Sorry, what was the last part of your question?
How do you envision your ideal staff, I guess, compared to, you had Bochy's staff and then you played under Gabe? How would you like to see that?
Again, I mean, it's all about, it's the players first. And I think that's what, you know, what I learned about Boch over the years is I always felt like Boch was pretty easy on us as players. But what I learned as time went along, he beat up on his coaches pretty good. And I think, again, from my experience with Boch and Sabes and talking with Bob, is the understanding that ultimately your job is a supporting role, right? Our job in the front office is a supporting role. Our job, their job as a coaching staff is a supporting role. So, you know, I mentioned a balancing act and a fine line to Bags on another question, but I think one of the challenges is going to be, with all the information we have now, is going to each player, and a lot of this does fall on the coach, is how much information can you give that player before it's too much, before it's diminished returns, and understanding that this guy's not exactly like the guy sitting right next to him in the locker. I think that's in today's game, that's a big part of preparing for the game, whereas early on in my career, that really wasn't a big part of the game. So we want guys ultimately to, when I say guys, the guys on the field that are out there every single night and day, to be accountable for their own careers. And I do think we live in our this day and age in our baseball world where there is so much information that it's easy sometimes to shift blame for one reason or another. And ultimately, I do hope to have a group of guys that no matter what, they can be accountable for their own selves and careers on the field.
Susan?
Buster, obviously a big part of this job is dealing with free agents, and I know you can't talk about potential free agents until the season's over and that period begins, but you guys have a pretty prominent free agent of your own. What are your thoughts on Blake Snell and potentially bringing him back? When might you start talks?
I mean, Blake's one of the, you know, premier starting pitchers in the big leagues, has been for a while. And the run he went on the last 12 or 14 starts, I think I saw a quote from Bob. It was really like nothing you'd ever seen. So he's obviously somebody that's going to be a priority for us to take a hard look at and you know, make a decision as a group.
Last one to Justice.
Hey, Buster, as far as looking for a GM, what are some of the ideal traits that you look for? And given that free agency is roughly a month away, what's your ideal timetable as far as hiring a GM?
Yeah, to answer the back end of that first, I mean, I think it's right away. I think we get going on this right away and get some potential candidates in and get interviews going. As far as qualities, I mean, I want a leader. I want a servant leader. I want somebody that, again, is going to empower the people that are working with them and for them. You know, ideally somebody that does have somewhat of a scouting background, I think will be important for me as well. You know, and again, having in mind that this today's game is so much about meshing what your eyes see and your instincts are with what the data is telling you.
Okay, that will conclude today's press conference. Thank you guys so much for attending, and Buster, congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, there it was. The Buster Posey press conference announcing that he's the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. He's going to replace Farhan Zaidi. About a half-hour press conference. He got into a lot. Obviously didn't get specific about a lot of things, but I think what's official, Goo, is we are embarking on a new era of Giants baseball, and that's got to be exciting for the fans after the last 6 years. 10, if you count the four before Farhan Zaidi.
Yeah, no doubt. And the fact that, you know, what stood out to me, Stani, is he said he wanted to make more memories. Talked about the fan base, the community, all of it. And I guess the first piece of business, forget Snell, is he's going to hire, or they're going to hire a GM. So I'm eager to see who that person will be. But, you know, he didn't wow me with his words. You know, he's not a rapper, but he spoke his piece and got the okay from his wife, Stani, and he's about to embark on trying to turn this thing around. But I did like hearing, because I believed him, when he said it's about memories. It's about, you know, the community, things of that nature, holding players accountable. So we'll see how it all pans out.
888-957-9570 is the number. You just heard the Buster Posey press conference. He's the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. We're obviously going to be talking about that a lot today. Coming up in 25 minutes, we're going to reach out to Chris Rose of the Rotation podcast. Also, he's with John Boy Media. He's an NFL Network host, but he's a big baseball guy. Also, Bobby Evans is going to join us, former San Francisco Giants GM. He's going to come in at 1:15.
Bobby.
But right now, if you want to react to the Buster Posey press conference, it's the time, 888-957-9570. And one of the themes that I felt like I kept hearing from Buster Posey was he wants his team to be prepared. He wants them to be fundamental. And to me, that's always kind of code speak for maybe he didn't think this team was very prepared or buttoned up over the last year or two. And that's the first order of business. I mean, if you were Buster Posey, what would your first order of business be with this team? Now, I know tangibly it's going to be hire a GM, but Bob Melvin's not going anywhere. Buster Posey's going to be here for 3 years. So if you're a Giants fan, what do you want to see Buster Posey jump out of the gates and do? 888-957-9570. Goo, you got an answer to that? Or
yeah, mine starts with what Buster talked about, and you mentioned it. His theme was it's on the players, and it's kind of funny that if you are right and you're on to something and he wants the players to be more prepared or accountable, that was Melvin's job last year. So, you know, if it didn't go the way that Posey thought it should have, you know, I'm just saying you could place blame at the manager's doorstep, and I don't think that would be too far-fetched. But to answer your question, my first piece of business in hearing Buster speak, Donnie, is you got to have the horses to win the race. And Blake Snell is a horse. He talked about, you know, what Bob said, how he looked the last 12 starts or whatnot. Phenomenal. So, to me, that's putting in work right away, is to see if they can keep Blake Snell in town.
To me, it feels like the one thing they're really trying to do here, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of Buster Posey's hires are former players that we've heard of,
yeah,
but they're obviously trying to make a reconnection to their past and the three titles from 10, 12, and 14. I don't think it's any secret that when Farhan came in to be the president of baseball operations, he wanted to kind of move this franchise forward, and it didn't play well with the fans or with the people in the organization that were used to doing it a certain kind of way. I think that the Buster Posey hire, what they're looking for is a way to go back to more of a, maybe a familial type atmosphere, maybe relying more on chemistry, relying more on teamwork and all that kind of thing. But the one thing that I think also that if I'm Buster Posey, the first thing I'm doing is showing up to work every single day and being the exact kind of person that I was for my entire career. Because what became obvious over the years with the Giants is that Buster Posey, despite not having a loud voice or an emotional voice, was a leader in that locker room and or clubhouse. And it took a while because respect takes a while to be earned. But there's something about Buster Posey where when you're in a room with him or when you're dealing with him, Goo, you know you're dealing with not only a class act, but somebody who knows baseball, a gentleman, someone who's respected. And guys like that tend to elevate the people around them because they know that they're going to be held accountable. And so, to me, the first benefit of having Buster Posey as your boss, as the figurehead of your organization, is that he'll be able to set a tone. Just by walking into the office and talking to people and having conversations. And I think that's the one thing they want to get back to.
Yeah, and he was the face of a modern-day dynasty, Stoney, 3-5, and I'm with you. But what I got is I got Joe Lacob vibes. And the reason I bring up Joe Lacob is he talked on these airwaves, Stoney, about a group, and he talked about others, and it wasn't just, you know, his decision. And Buster said that at every turn today that I felt like subliminally, Stoney, it's going to be a group effort. They're going to hire a GM, and there's going to be others at play. And what you just brought up to me is how far does he reach back in the past to get guys and gals that have been successful during that run? What are they doing now? Are they available? Will they be a part of it? But for you to talk about presence and you know, just having that respect element, I mean, this is why I love the hire when it was announced yesterday and knocked me out my seat. But I guess, Stoney, and I'm not grading because I'm no teacher, that was Buster Posey, the player, too. You know, he wasn't uncomfortable, but he laid out his vision. But I don't know why, you know, I wasn't wild with the words, and I don't want to be wild. It's about, you know, the bottom line. Who are you going to get in here to help you solidify this team and actually close deals and get players in here? And another word, the A word came up, Stoney, analytics. Like he said, basically, I'm paraphrasing, they'd be a fool now with all the information not to have that be a part of their regime and what they're going to do in regard to decision making, but like a balance of it.
888-957-9570. You guys just heard the Buster Posey press conference. He's the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. First order of business is hiring a GM that he's going to work with. What did you think of the Posey press conference? How excited are you to have Buster Posey right now leading the San Francisco Giants into Buster. Their next era? 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by Robert Half.
9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today.
Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate your car today at carsforkids.org. Your car, running or not, can be picked up as soon as the next day. No title, no problem. Call 877 Cars for Kids or go online at carsforkids.org to donate today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
At the UPS Store, we understand the importance of a first impression. That's why we're here to help you put your best foot forward and be unstoppable with our printing services. With high-quality paper stock options, banners, business cards, venues, and more, we make sure your small business stands out and your message reaches the masses. After all, we're the one-stop print that pop store. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today and get your print on.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double hot, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Hey, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Well, I do now.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
Did you say you're cutting me off?
You earn, we match. Unlimited cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-924-7415. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-924-7415. 800-924-7415. 800-924-7415.
Have you lost weight in the past but gained it all back and more? At Abundant Life Weight Loss, we know the secret to losing weight fast and easy and keeping it off long term. Abundant Life Weight Loss can help you lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two without prepackaged meals. No exercising, no hormones, no surgery, and no need to be hungry. Our program helps reset your metabolism to keep the weight off for good. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com to schedule your free consultation.
Dan Dibley here, now half a year in on my weight loss journey, and I've dropped
dropped 25 pounds, still down two t-shirt sizes. My waistline, yeah, it's petite, it's tiny. And when I look in the mirror, I say to myself, you know what, Dibber? You are one slim, good-looking guy.
Many patients lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month. For your free private weight loss consultation, call 925-854-5140. That's 925-854-5140. Or online at AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. That's AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Results may vary.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Buster Posey just introduced as president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants.
Yep.
We had the press conference live from 10 to 10:30. If you had a chance to listen to it, what are your thoughts? He answered questions for about, 20 of the 30 minutes. And they're going to hire a GM. What else did you get from it, Goo? They're going to hire a general manager. It seems like the one thing that he acknowledged was, you know, he's going to need a lot of support, at least to start this job, because he doesn't have a lot of experience. But I think just having Buster Posey's name atop the Giants right now maybe gives them a little more credibility than they had.
Yeah.
But to me, it's still going to come down to whether next year this team can win.
Yeah, and closing deals too, partner. And that starts with the guy that Blake Snell. I'll just leave that there. That's the big whale or orca for me right now is like, what are they going to? Are they going to let him leave? But I'll say this. And shout out to Willard and Lubman for asking questions in the presser. But I got to tell you, Steiny, it hit me in the cardiac muscle. I always tell or sell you that I'm a sports romantic when he's talking about the fan base, the community, and making new memories. And under Farhan, outside of the anomaly, the 107-win season, it did happen. There weren't many memories. There was Heartbreak Hotel at every turn when it comes to adding. And, you know, you talk about analytics. How much do you use? You know, has it taken over baseball? But the fact that Buster told Giant fans, it'll be a component to what we do in regard to the recipe. I'm excited. Now, I do know and wonder, because we got the great Bobby Evans coming out. What time is that, Steiny?
1:15, Bobby Evans. Chris Rose in 10 minutes.
Yeah, is his phone available? Like, how much of the past will Buster Resabian? What are they doing, you know? And I know they got stuff going on, but, you know, you have all that, or they have all that to rely on or tap into. And Johnson was kind of outspoken, too, Steiny. He was, you know, some reporters asked him about the books or whatnot, and Melvin's deal, I thought that was interesting. But Buster Posey's never going to win the Steiny to me, because he's not that demonstrative Dick Vitale personality guy. Nobody wants that. The bottom line is, can you close and add talent?
This from the 619 on the Comcast business.
Look at my man.
Comcast business test. And I kind of agree with this from the 619. Here's what I heard. Getting a general manager, so Posey is more of an executive / face of the franchise like Lynch. He's trying to get better talent on the field, so he'll be trying to get the free agents, but he won't be micromanaging. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel that way, too.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be there every day, but I don't know that he'll be front and center every day. But anytime something needs to be said,
or courtship, right, of a big whale or a big free agent.
Yeah, I guess so. And
I'm hoping.
What are you hoping for, Goo? You're hoping that the Giants will start signing big-name free agents.
Well, they've been. I'll say this for Farhan. You've asked the young lady to dance a few times. You ain't got to the Florida boogie, but you have asked. But now it's about not asking, and it's about we want to see your moves. And I'm just hoping the presence, the prestige, the championship blood that Buster Posey has and has earned, I hope he can walk into a room with whomever he chooses as GM and others and get something done in regard to pitching this great city of San Francisco.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hoping, Steiny.
You know, I'm made a list of some of the free agents who have come here over the years. Oh. Obviously, Barry Bonds was the biggest. They've had some guys in the recent past, Jung-Hoo Lee, Snell, Chapman. Johnny Cueto was a free agent. Carlos Rodon, Gosman was a free agent. And I think the one guy we forget, and I think it really hurt Farhan Zaidi, and that's Carlos Correa. And they had him in town, and they had him ready to sign a contract, and it was the San Francisco Giants that bowed out of that because of some health issues. Otherwise, I do believe that Carlos Correa would be here. And I know it's easy to say, well, he's not, so he didn't get him. But to me, that was a guy they had signed, sealed, and delivered, and it was the Giants who backed out of that. So do they have a free agent problem? Do they have a problem signing free agents? Is Buster Posey going to be able to rectify that if you think they do have a problem? I guess we'll find out.
But, go ahead. No, just speaking of Correa, batted 310, 14 homers, and 54 RBIs. Minnesota didn't get into the postseason, but I got to throw this at you. Steiny, who is the face of this franchise? Because that, to me, that's at the top of the list on what's wrong. And, you know, you can do it by committee or whatnot, but they don't have a new Buster Posey. Now, I like what we saw from Ramos and Fitzgerald at the end, but who is the face of this franchise right now? My answer is, I don't know. And I mean, that's not good for business.
Well, I think they right now have two guys that they're trying to build around.
Two guys.
Logan Webb and Matt Chapman. I mean, the Matt Chapman signing to me was the first indication that they're going to try to turn back the clock a little bit. And that is get players in here that the fans can develop a relationship with, and they're not going to be going anywhere in a year or two. And so Chapman looks like he's going to be here for 3 to 5 years. Logan Webb feels like he's going to be here for the next 3 to 5 years. And then you hope Ramos is a guy who's up and coming. You hope Bailey becomes kind of a stalwart behind the plate. And then the next thing you know, you quietly have a core of 8 to 10 guys. Mm. And there are 8 to 10 guys that a city can get behind. Not just 1 year, but for a run of years. I think that's the goal of this team. And I think it's Buster Posey's goal.
Yeah, and I wonder if Buster Posey, what he thinks of Patrick Bailey, Steiny, who I love in regard to defense. But he struggled. 234, 8 homers, 46 RBIs at the plate. But, I mean, one of the best to throw your ass out. And I just wonder how Buster Posey looks at Patrick Bailey moving forward as a whole in totality as an everyday catcher.
Let's go to Amin. Amin is in San Francisco. What's up, Amin? How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing, Steiny Guru?
Hey. Doing well. Thanks.
I appreciate it. I'm ecstatic, honestly, with this Buster Posey being our new president. Like, as a fan, like, this is turning back the clock and allowing us to, like, rebuild our foundation of that championship culture. You know, Zaidi came in, and he really diminished that, you know, for us as fans. He clipped away what built our foundation to be a championship team and culture in San Francisco. You know, getting rid of Bochy, getting rid of players that were part of that dynasty. And it showed, like, after that 107-win season, like, we really didn't do anything after that. And you got rid of players. You really just had the incapability to sign free agents. You know, you put power and greed, you know, in front of the best interests of the team and the fans. And that showed. And until last year when you got Snell, you got Chapman and Jung-Hoo Lee, you know, it still showed that you still weren't able to be consistent and show us what, as fans, what's the long-term plan. So that was real frustrating. But this Buster Posey coming in now, like, that can rebuild the foundation and championship culture. He can bring in some players that he played with to help maybe with the GM position and scout some players because they are ex-players that were part of the team. So I'm really ecstatic about this. Like, I'm really happy with this Posey coming in and, like, our future as a team.
Appreciate the call, Amin. Yeah, I think you speak for a lot of Giants fans.
And that's what you talked about yesterday at Chase. We were out there for Media Day, Stoney, talking about the same subject, and you didn't say it was a bad thing, but the PR component to this, I mean, you killed two birds with one stone to me, because, again, if you would have got somebody that we weren't familiar with, guess what, Stoney? We're not going to know. We're going to judge accordingly, but it's going to take some time. So now that you got one of your own kind of leading the spearhead or out in the front, I think it's a win-win.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Giants over the last 3 years. They've essentially been a 500 team. Yeah. 81-81, 79-83, 80-82. You know, as it relates to big-name free agents, I actually look at it a little differently. I think the first order of business is for this team to start winning more consistently. And
How do you do that?
Well, I think they have the kind of team that I feel like it's obvious. They think this team is better than a 500 team. Mm. Because when you start mentioning preparation and playing the right way and all those kind of things,
it's
that tells me that they think they left some wins on the table.
Interesting.
But, look. The reputation of the Giants isn't great right now. They're kind of on the periphery, quite frankly, of Major League Baseball. They're not one of the franchises you think of first and foremost. So the first thing Buster Posey's got to do is kind of reclaim the Giants' reputation, get back to winning consistently, and then from there you hope that you can sign a couple free agents to put you over the hump.
Yeah.
Coming up on the other side, we got Chris Rose. He, of course, has the Chris Rose Rotation podcast in baseball. Today, he's also with John Boy Media. He also does work at the NFL Network. But today, we're going to pick his brain mostly about baseball. That's what we're going to do. That segment was brought to you by, and Guru and I are going to be here soon, and I can't wait. We are going to the Veranda, Concord. And we'll be right back to talk more on the other side.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Ralava?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.